This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
On this morning routine, I'm Pastor Daryl with you. Mark chapter 10 is what we're looking at this morning. Very familiar text, looking at verses 47 through 52. And when Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Now listen, countless sermons have been preached on the healing of the blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the persistent man who, amidst the obstacles of the crowd, ultimately finds Jesus to be his healer. But I do wonder how many of those sermons tell the end of the story. You see, Bartimaeus understood Jesus' worth and identity. He correctly identifies Jesus as Son of David, a significant part of Jesus' identity as Messiah, the Savior that the Jewish people were expecting. It follows, then, that Bartimaeus would also understand that Jesus has the power to heal him. And Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well." But don't miss the last part of the text, which reads, "And immediately the man recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way." Bartimaeus didn't treat Jesus like a lottery ticket, cashing him in and moving on. From the moment Bartimaeus was healed, he started following Jesus on the way. What way was that? It was the way to the cross, the road of discipleship. As we seek to make disciples, let me encourage you this morning to imitate the characteristics of Bartimaeus. Recognize Jesus' identity as the Messiah, our Savior. Have faith in His power to accomplish all that He desires for us. And follow Him wholeheartedly for life. As we make that the model that we follow, we will lead those who hear us into life everlasting. God bless you on the journey.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.